Ryan Rashog from TSN. And Shogger, the Oilers have a huge opportunity here to go on the Christmas break, win back-to-back games for the first time in a month. Haven't done that since they won in Arizona and Vegas. And also put a little bit of breathing room between them and Vancouver. If they win in regulation, they're 6 points up instead of only two.
Yeah, I mean, the Christmas break isn't very long, you know, in terms, they get longer breaks during the year, you know, sort of the bye week or all-star break or whatever. But for some reason, and I don't know, maybe Strutty can talk better about it, but it feels like if you can hit the Christmas break on a positive note, it just does some good for your team to be able to relax and not have the stress of a losing streak or kind of negative energy hanging around you. And the Oilers, you know, this has been the toughest stretch they've had of the season. But they've pulled out of the nosedive, and they've leveled it off, and now an opportunity to really go into the break feeling a lot better about themselves. And even though it's a short break, I think it's an important one.
Yeah, there's no doubt. You want to have a nice little time to kind of settle in for the team and have a break, and knowing that you're in a good position. It's 2 points, but I think that an impact mentally would have a big impact on them. When you look at kind of the group, which group do you think, or which part of the Oilers' game really has to show up today as success against the Canucks?
Special teams. I think going into the break, guys probably, you know, they played a fair amount of hockey recently. I think guys probably, I don't know how difficult it is to be completely checked in a game like this. Everybody's got flights and they're going to depart and go different ways. And yes, it's the same as every other 2 points and just as important. But you wonder if maybe some guys aren't, if this isn't a game where everybody brings their absolute best. And maybe a night where if your special teams can click, it can cover up some guys who are maybe, you know, have their thoughts on other things and aren't as dialed in. And you can really do yourself a favor if on a night like tonight you leave no doubt by just killing teams with your special teams.
Well, if you look at the game today, the Maple Leafs game of Carolina, it was just wide open, flying around hockey. I mean, it just seemed they're so unpredictable before Christmas, because you're right. I don't know if guys are 100% dialed in.
Yeah, and that's it. I mean, you'd like to think that they all would be, but, you know, they've played quite a bit of hockey lately, and they've, it hasn't been all fun. There's been some stress around this team lately, and I think guys are probably looking forward to getting to this. And so, you know, it's probably human nature to look past it a little bit. So if, you can keep your head above water 5-on-5 and have that beautiful number one power play strike once or twice for you to leave no doubt, and then everybody just gets the heck out of Dodge and off they go with a couple points in their pocket.
Regardless of what happens tonight, who do you start Friday against the Calgary Flames in goal?
Trying to play the goaltending voodoo game? You go back with Koskinen. I think you're fine between these two games. You got enough time, and I think you probably just go with Koskinen. Although I don't have the schedule sitting right in front of me. When's their game? When's their next game after that? They don't come back.
The Rangers.
No. The Oilers after tonight, the Oilers play 9 games in their next 36 days.
Yeah.
So they play, like, Koskinen, the way Mike Smith's playing, technically Koskinen could play all of them. I know you don't want a guy to sit out that long, but the reality is Mike Smith has been that bad since November 1st, guys. Like, this team needs wins. And when you've got divisional games, tonight and Monday to me are no-brainers with Koskinen, and I would probably go back to him on the 31st, and then I look and say, okay, one of those road games, maybe Buffalo or something like that, I can slide him in a game, fine, but you know he's got to find his game. I don't think you can just keep hoping that, well, we're going to play him in a game where we essentially have to score 4 goals for sure if we want to win.
So here would be my question, and I agree with you, Greg, that you know the instinct will be to run him here for a little bit. The problem is what they don't want to end up in is a situation when all of a sudden the schedule, as of February 4th, they get punched square in the face with a whole pile of ugly scheduling-wise. And Koskinen has been better, no question, and they've got so few games between now and then. Can you basically play Koskinen to the point where Mike Smith is, I mean, you could run Koskinen almost wire to wire if you wanted to, where Smith has one start in a matter of like 5 weeks. Do you want to do that? Because when February comes, that's where you run into danger of having to overplay Koskinen if Smith is nowhere to be found. So do you not have to at least try and keep another goalie engaged as tough as it's been with Smith in there?
Well, can I suggest something? Mike Smith lost a lot of time in training camp, and he was able to come out and be strong then. You know, I just think this we're dealing with an older goaltender who can get tired quite, you know, just quite. It's not conditioning. It's nothing like that, but it's just age. You know, so I wonder if that isn't maybe the best thing for him. And to say, buddy, we're going to rest you. We're not rest you. It's not going to play a lot. You're going to get sharp. We want you to rest. So when we do hit that February time, you know, we're going to have you hopefully ready. Because the alternate is to try to play him if he's a little bit banged up or not feeling great. I think it makes it hard. So I wonder if that they don't go back to that training camp experience and maybe kind of use that as a template.
But from January, and I hear what you're saying, Strad, yeah. But from January 14th to the 31st, they've got four games.
Yep.
So that's, I mean, you could easily, and you got, you know, a couple in the division. Man, you got one against the defending champions, another against the Nashville team that always you have trouble with. I agree with you. Like a veteran goalie like Smith probably should be able to take more time off and come back and not be as hurt by it because he's been around so long and is, you know, can probably manage that. But still, you have to get rusty as a goalie. They've got Calgary on the 11th of January, which is a division game in Calgary. That'll be a big night. You know, you got the Leafs and Habs previous to that. If you don't get him in one of these games the week of the 6th to the 11th, somewhere in there, I mean, you're looking at almost a month between starts for this guy, and I just don't know. And what they want to do is they want to avoid hitting the busy time of the schedule with only one usable goalie, because that will burn Koskinen out the way it did before.
Well, I don't disagree with that. Ron Rashog from TSN joins us. I think the Oilers, it's a tough situation, no question, but they need wins more than they have to worry about if they keep Mike Smith engaged. And then I think what happens is, you know what, when you get into that February stretch, because they play January 31st and February 1st back-to-back. So that's the time where we know for sure he'll get a start in one of those two games. And you know what, if he plays well, great. But you know what, if he doesn't, then maybe they have to look for another option, and they got they'll have 23 days for the trade deadline to decide if maybe they got to go out and acquire a goaltender to be the backup down the stretch if indeed Smith can't find his game. Now, last year, he did find his game in the second half of the season.
Well, and that's the problem.
Right.
And they know that too. So are they going to be tempted to try and engage him for that very reason? I mean, he was decent, you know, he was decent as the playoffs rolled around too. So yeah, it'll be interesting. What they can't do is find themselves, on February, whatever, and realizing that, holy smokes, you know, Mike Smith has played next to no games. He didn't play great when he did play, and they're going to have no choice but to keep running Mikko Koskinen out over and over and over again and run him into the same problems they had last year. And that will happen quickly. I mean, I agree with you. They need the 2 points. That's not going to change in January or February, though, and you could justify almost any night putting Koskinen in instead. They're going to have to decide where the threshold is and be disciplined in making sure they don't get pooched here.
Well, I looked up his numbers last year from December 12th between December 12th and February 13th. So basically, from February 13th to December 13th, 2 full months, he only played 7 games.
Yeah.
Right, over 2 months. So, and then he was pretty good. So 7 games in 2 months, that's what he did last year. I know it's not ideal, but maybe they look at a similar type of rotation between now, because if you look at where he's played, if we're talking from basically December 1st until February 1st, and we know he'll get a start either December 31st or February 1st, right? He's already played 3 or 4 games. He only needs to play 1 or 2 more, and that's it in that time span.
Well, from the start of January to the end of February, you can see 7 or 8 starts in there that make sense for him?
No. I'm talking from December 1st until February 1st. That's 2 months, just like last year, right? Two months where he only started 7 games. He's already started 4, right? So he only needs 3 at the most, and he's already got 1 in February. So that's really only 1 or maybe 2 starts. Like, if it's only 6, if he did 7 last year, is 6 starts instead of 7 in a 2 month span really that much of a difference?
Yeah, no, not really. And the breaks make it weird, though, right? Because, you know, they've got prolonged breaks where, I mean, the All-Star break, you're away from the team, bye week, you're away from the team, where you're not really on ice, and you're not getting practice every day, and you're not, I mean, when he goes, you know, when he goes 2 months during the season without playing much, you know, a lot of the times, you know, they're still practicing, still taking shots, still NHL-caliber guys shooting on them. They've got a lot of time where there's not even going to be much for practices. So it'll be interesting. We'll see how it goes, and they really need him to put a good, solid start in so that Dave Tippett can, you know, have a little bit more confidence in getting back to him, because without being able to, they start getting into some dangerous area that I know they want to avoid.
Schauger, it'll be an interesting one to see. Enjoy the game tonight, and Merry Christmas to your entire family. Hope you have a great day, and Santa Claus is good to your troop.
Yeah, you too, guys. Merry Christmas to you and your families, and happy holidays to everybody, and we'll talk to you on the other side.